listeners. Thank you for tuning in to Your Hour of Power with Miranda Campbell, and I'm your host, Miranda Campbell. I'm so happy that you decided to tune in this evening and join me on this ride, where our goal is to empower, educate, and entertain. We focus on your development as a fully functioning and whole individual. Our goal is that you gain wholeness and prosper mentally, physically, and spiritually. Once again, I want to thank you for listening. We have a great show planned for you today. I have a special guest. She's going to join me a little bit later in the show. Her name's Tamara Taylor. She's a motivational speaker, an author, and a life coach. And she's going to be sharing some tidbits with us later on in the show. I want us to focus on today. We're going to talk about loneliness. So call in if you have anything to share. Once again, the topic is loneliness. And that's a broad subject. I know sometimes you can be lonely even in the midst of a crowd, or lonely just because you can't reach out to others and tell them exactly how you're feeling. We're going to tap into that today on the show. So once again, if you have any comments or concerns, please feel free to call in and talk to me tonight. I look forward to speaking with you, and thanks again for listening. We're going to go to break here, and when I come back, I'm going to share some tidbits with you, some information on health and finances, and just share some information that I have. I look forward to talking to you, and thanks for listening. And remember to live, laugh, and love. Hi, listeners. Once again, thank you for tuning in this evening, and thank you for joining me on this ride, where our goal is to empower, educate, and entertain. We focus on your development as a fully functioning and whole individual. Our goal is that you prosper mentally, physically, and spiritually. And speaking of the physical, I have some health tips for you today. We want to make sure you stay healthy. As we all know, our body is our temple. It's very important what we put into our body so that we can live a truly abundant life and whole life. We want to make sure that we're putting good things and good vibes and good energy into our body so that we can put that out into the universe. So one thing we want to focus on right now is flax seeds. It's a great source of omega-3 fatty acids, and you can consume it regularly. You can just sprinkle it on your cereal, or you can put it in oatmeal or on a sandwich, or even in a soup or a good stew since it's cold outside. And that's the way you can get a good source of omega-3. And we know that if you're focusing on losing weight, we want to cut our calorie intake and definitely work out, walk, get out and enjoy nature. Get out and enjoy what God has to offer. Don't just sit in the house, because we all know that can contribute to depression and anxiety. So get out as much as you can, take a walk, play a game of rugby, be like rugby. I was watching rugby yesterday on the television, and I want to take part in that. So that's going to be one of my new activities, playing rugby out with some friends. So play tennis, do whatever you have to do to get out and get some vitamin D, get some sun. And ginger, guys, did you know that ginger is great for cholesterol? If you can sprinkle it over your food, if you can put a little bit with your food when you're eating, get some ginger in your diet. It's really good for LDL. It keeps blood clotting down, helps you reduce blood clots. So since we got that out of the way, I'm done preaching for now. So I'm going to go ahead and bring in my next guest. I'm excited to have her with us this evening. Like I told you before, her name is Tamara Taylor. And she's an author, a motivational speaker, and a life coach. And she has a lot of knowledge and wisdom to share with us this evening. She also has a book that she's going to talk to us about. She has a website called Impact Change, www.impactchange.com. I actually met this young lady at a Toastmasters meeting. I am a member of Toastmasters, and for you who don't know, it's an organization that promotes public speaking. So that's where I met her, and I really felt like she would be great on the show. So, Tamara, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you for having me.
No problem. No problem at all. So I was telling everybody about you. Why don't you fill us in and let us know what it is you do?
Well, as you said, I'm an author, life coach, and motivational speaker. And this will be my first book. I dabbled in life coaching in a professional and a social realm. I've done some leadership coaching in the educational field, as I've served as a department leader for special education. And I've done some general life coaching where I've worked with clients in transition, whether they were in job transition or different transitions throughout their life, and they wanted to overcome those roadblocks or goals that they wanted to reach. And we worked together to reach those goals. And, you know, the thing to get from life coaching is that it's not counseling and it's not mentorship. Is I'm a helping partner. I listen to what it is the client wants, and we do what the client wants. It is a client agenda, and we focus on goals and helping to identify purpose. Most people are trying to seek what their purpose is, and oftentimes that's what has led us into the transitional phases, and we get stuck there, and we need someone to help us identify what it is we are really seeking deep down inside. And with the public speaking, it allows me to speak to people in a larger audience, branching out from the one-on-one setting.
Exactly, because you definitely want to reach the masses because people are in need of this service.
I agree, yes.
Yes. So tell us about the book. What inspired you to write this book? And what's it called again, the name of the book?
The book is called Seasons of Preparation. Every season of life has a purpose. And over the years, I have started manuscripts and I've thrown them away. And the thing is, as I began to write them, I realized I was in certain seasons. And what was being written was not from God. And they were more so driven from my emotions and how I felt personally. And I realized that's not what God wants me to bring to the people. So I trashed them. And as he has led me in this direction of life coaching and personal development speaking, he began to speak to me about what it is he wanted me to talk to the people about. What is that people most identify with? And it
and
only has to do with our purpose.
Okay.
And, you know, when we are in these different seasons of our lives, these seasons are all geared for several purposes. Some of them are more immediate, but they all are connected to our overall purpose in life. And to help people see those things, to see those valleys, it's not those treacherous lows, but as just to see more meaning in them, to have an understanding. You know, just like when Jesus was here, he knew what his purpose was. So everything that he endured was well worth it when he knew what he was here to do it for. And we can handle lots of situations in our lives when we can understand why they're happening.
Exactly. It's very important to know why we're here. And like you said, Jesus knew why he was here, so he was able to carry out his purpose effectively. And we all strive to be like him. So I concur. Great point. So the book, you're done with your book, correct?
It is in its final stages. It should be in the publisher's hand by the end of the month. And from there, they have about a 45-day processing, and it should be out and in stores between early April to mid-April. And it'll be available online at Barnes & Noble's, Borders, Amazon, Books A Million, and just a wider range of distributors.
Well, you talked about knowing your purpose, and that's one thing we touched on the last show was the pursuit of happiness and how a lot of people are working on jobs that aren't really making them happy. Now, once an individual connects with their purpose, that's going to make them happy. So What's one thing you can tell our listeners about finding their purpose and knowing what your purpose is on earth?
Well, in finding your purpose, the first thing you do have to do is delight yourself in the Lord. And basically that is we have to put him first, because when we are born, he has given us a desire that has only come from him. And the only
right.
way we can find out what that desire is that we have to seek him in order for him to reveal it to us. Once he's done that, we begin to assess what things that he's given us to do this desire with. What are our gifts? What are our talents? What are the spiritual gifts that he has given us to be able to bring forth the desire that he has placed in our heart? And when we connect those two, they bridge together to the purpose.
Exactly. Exactly. So you're saying that having a relationship with God goes hand in hand with knowing our purpose.
Exactly. A lot of times I think we confuse the desires of our heart with what we want as humans. And that's actually a totally separate thing. But I was actually discussing with a friend today at church that, you know, once we actually start to put God first, even those things that we desire in our humanly flesh begin to change to be more like him. And the things we used to want as people, we may no longer want anymore. And so as he begins to fulfill our purpose and what he has for us, he also honors us in allowing us to have the things that we do want, you know, here on earth, our relationships, good job, you know, to be happy here as well. And so he honors that when we put him first.
Exactly. He said that he would give us the desires of our heart, indeed. So with that being said, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, Tamara, I'd like for us to talk about a chapter of your book called Loneliness.
Okay.
And we're going to touch on that, and hopefully we're going to impart some knowledge to some individuals. Actually, I know we will, and enlighten the hearts of some folks out there who might be lonely. So we're going to go to break now, and listeners, thanks again for listening. We love you so much, and remember to live, laugh, and love. Listeners, thanks for joining us. It's your hour of power, and I'm your host, Miranda Campbell. Our goal here is to make sure we educate, empower, and entertain you. We want you to be a fully functioning, whole individual, mentally, physically, and spiritually. And mentally, we like to tie in on the finances. I'm going to give you a quick little tidbit here before we get back to Tamara. We're going to focus on finances for a bit. We want to make sure that you are living an abundant life, and stewardship and handling of the money that God has given you is a very important part of living a whole life. One thing I want to touch on is a will. If you don't have a will, please take the steps to get one in place, or life insurance for your family members. You definitely don't want to leave a burden on them for any reason. If you pass away, you want to make sure that everything's taken care of. College funds, you want to make sure that debts are paid off, homes are paid off, so that the Bible says that a wise man leaves an inheritance. So we want to make sure that we have those things in place. It's very affordable in order to take care of our loved ones should we pass away unexpectedly. And have a financial plan. Save. I was working with a client, and we found an extra $1,000 in her budget that she already has. We cut down on extra spending, unnecessary spending. We cut down on her energy bill. We cut down on her cell phone bill. We cut down on her food expenses. She was eating out an extreme amount of money, which is going to eating fast food. And we all know that fast food is unhealthy. So we put in a plan for her to start cooking more home-cooked meals. And she saved about $300 a month just by cooking at home. So family, listeners, take that information, take it to heart, do what you need to do with it, so that you can become more whole mentally. Because if your finances are in order, then you can think clearly, you're happier, and all that good stuff. So let's bring Tamara back, and let's talk about a chapter of her book. Tamara, are you still with us?
I'm here.
Okay, great. Tamara, we're going to talk about a chapter of your book called Loneliness. You care to expound on that chapter? What made you write that chapter and call it Loneliness? Tell me about that.
Well, this is a season everyone has experienced. If you haven't experienced it, you're more than likely going to experience it, myself
right.
included. I've gone through this, and a lot of times these seasons repeat themselves, especially if we're not learning the purpose that the season is to bring. They often repeat themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And loneliness is one of those roller coasters where there's certain times in our lives where we're feeling high, we're feeling great, everything's going right, relationships are wonderful, and then we kind of go down.
Tamara, I hate to cut you off, but you said something so powerful. You said seasons tend to repeat themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Can you say that again?
Yes,
you
seasons
said,
tend to repeat themselves, especially when we're not learning the purpose that the season was to bring for us. And when we miss the purpose of these seasons, they come back until we get it.
That is so powerful. That's powerful.
And a lot of times with loneliness, that's something people experience it quite often, probably more frequently than desired, and it's leading into depression, situational depression, and it's creating insecurities. And really, loneliness is a product of desires that are unfulfilled. So when we've hit these lonely points in our lives, that is because there's an internal yearning for something more. We just don't know what it is we're yearning for, so we're just lost in this low pit and don't really know where to turn. And oftentimes, when we're caught in this, God is the last person we turn to, because when we're lonely, we want something tangible, something we can see, something that can immediately fill the void. And we run into those decisions where we can fill our voids in a God-honoring way, or we can choose to fill them in a God-forbidden way.
Wow.
And oftentimes we go to the God-forbidden approach because it brings us the self-gratification that creates the immediate relief of our pain.
Wow. So you said loneliness is a result of unfulfilled desires.
Yes.
Wow. That is powerful.
And oftentimes those desires, those are our fleshly desires that are unfulfilled, and they've left us feeling all emotional and jagged. And when you're in this low point, when you seek God out, when it's just you and God, he begins to speak to you more about what it is he wants you to do. And I'll just share this with me personally. I've been in these lonely stages in my life as I've grown, and I've tried to figure out, who is Tamara? What is Tamara supposed to do? What am I doing? You know, and I've gone through this. And I've had to repeat this season several times because I wasn't learning what he was trying to tell me each time. And as I've gotten older, and I'm starting to understand more about the application of his word, not just reading the word, it makes very, very perfect sense. And that is when he began to speak to me about my God-given purpose. And it wasn't until I was in that low point that I was able to identify what my purpose is. And so a lot of times our seasons are to show us things that when we're just living life happy and go lucky, we miss, because we're not looking for anything, we're satisfied. But when we're missing something, we look for it.
You made a great point. You said that sometimes God deals with us when we're at our lowest point, and the world tends to mock you and ridicule you when you're at a low point. And definitely, that's the time when God is dealing with you the most.
Yes, yes, he is. And that's a lot of times where our faith is being tested. He's trying, and, you know, and sometimes, you know, some of our seasons are brought on by our own actions. And sometimes we haven't done anything. But like and everything that God has done or does in your life is designed for greater good. Even if the situation in and of itself may be hard to deal with, it's designed to connect you later, or it's designed to connect someone else later.
Right.
Sometimes even when you're low, you might actually be doing something for somebody else, not just directly yourself. So God is always working in these situations, and loneliness is, you know, with depression being on such a high and growing scale, and so many people are seeking medication to supersede those feelings, to drain those feelings, it doesn't drain what's missing. It just puts you in a numb state until you're ready for the next pill.
Good point.
When we need to turn to God.
Good point. So many people take medication for depression when it actually numbs you to your ability to hear from God. It takes you out of that process that God is taking you through, and it derails the whole process that God is trying to do in your life. People don't understand how medication can interfere with that because they just think, oh, I want to feel better. But sometimes you have to go through pain in order to grow.
Exactly.
So the pain of whatever it is you're going through, sometimes it's good to feel it so that you can realize what it is you need to change. And definitely medication, there are actually natural ways to deal with depression. We don't have to go to medication. Do you know of any natural ways that people can deal with loneliness or depression?
Well, the first and foremost way is to seek God in prayer. That
right.
is the first way. You go to him and you tell him. You tell him exactly what you're feeling. You're feeling lonely. You're feeling isolated. You're feeling sad. You're feeling angry. Tell him how you feel. Tell him what you want to feel. And ask him to put you in situations and in connections with people so that you can start receiving what it is you want to feel.
Right.
Another way is to go out. You know, you can't just, you know, you can ask God for a lot of things, but you also have to put yourself in a position for him to give them to you. So if you're
right.
wanting to feel included, you know, you might have to go see that movie, you know, when you rather maybe have taken a nap that afternoon. Or, it does no harm to go have lunch. Or the toughest thing for most people is stepping outside of that comfort zone where they have to mingle with people. And, you know, I had a young cousin first year in college, and she was very antisocial, very to herself, you know, good girl, but just very to herself. And so I began to talk to her about, okay, how about the next time I call you? I'll call you in a week. Why don't you, when you go to the food court, speak to someone that you recognize? And she was kind of apprehensive. You know, she was saying, well, I don't really know. They're not going to really remember me. I said, well, you don't have to have a full conversation. Just speak. Acknowledge that you recognize them first. They will then begin to recognize you. And
okay.
so I began to challenge her each week to make another step. So I said, well, identify one person a week that you recognize from class. Just walk over and say, hey, how you doing? I recognize you from class. I said, that's all you have to say. I said, but most of the time when you've broken that ice, they actually will continue the conversation.
Right.
And I said, before you know it, you are in a social environment. Over time, you guys may develop a friendship. But it required her to go outside of that comfort zone to just say hello to someone.
And get out and meet people, definitely. Networking, meeting people. That's how we met. You never know who you meet when you just say hello to someone. Just saying hello, getting out, meeting new people, getting new energy, new vibes. It can add to your life tremendously. And listeners, remember to call in at 530-327-7602. You can call in at 530-413-4510. Our toll-free number, which is great in U.S. and Canada, 1-888-815-9756. Once again, the toll-free number is 1-888-815-9756. And listeners, you can also tweet go ahead and tweet me. I'm on Twitter at Your Hour of Power. I love getting new tweets, and I'm tweeting right now as we're on the show, different things that Tamara is telling us and the enlightenment that she has. I'm sharing it with you on Twitter. You can also friend us on Facebook at Your Hour of Power with Miranda Campbell. If you're on Facebook, just search Your Hour of Power with Miranda Campbell. And I'm going to have Tamara's information on my homepage at bbsradio.com. I'll have all of her information, her website, her contact information. If you want her services as a life coach, feel free to go to her webpage at www.impact-change.com. Is that right, Tamara?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, www.impact-change.com. And Tamara, do you have any contact information that you want to give our listeners?
Yes, I do. Again, you can go to the website, and that'll also give you contact information for local here in the Dallas area. That's 972-499-4114. And then there's toll-free, 1-800-956-4085. And you can always email me at info@impact-change.com. And you can email any questions or, you know, anything you want to ask, you can email it there. You can contact me directly.
Wonderful, wonderful. I have some verses here that we can expound upon, Tamara, and we're going to can share. It says in Deuteronomy 31:6, be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid nor be scared of them. For Yahweh your God, He is who does go with you. He will not fail you nor forsake you. Wow. It says that Yahweh your God will not fail you nor forsake you.
I think a lot of us move in fear. Mm-hmm. We do things, we commit to things, but there's an underlining fear, you know, that kind of keeps us from going full throttle. And in that scripture, he's telling us we don't have any reason to be afraid. We don't have any reason to be fearful. He's always with us. He has orchestrated everything for us. As long as we are abiding in his order and his process, there's nothing to be afraid of. When we're stepping out in new territory.
I hate to interrupt you. We have a caller from Texas on line 3 who wishes to be anonymous.
Okay.
Caller, are you?
Yes, hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Miranda? How are you, Tamara?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Well, I just wanted to let you ladies know that I'm really enjoying your show. I'm really enjoying the topic, especially talking over your book. And you said something that prompted me to call. You were talking about your chapter on loneliness,
yeah.
And you gave an example of your cousin, and you said if she were just to go out and say hi, you know, just to someone that she sees frequently, that, you know, later on down the line, she'll notice that they'll start to say hi back and then initiate the conversation.
Yeah.
So I was thinking to myself, wow, if I would have heard this earlier, I know things would have changed, but it's so easier said than done, because I still feel myself having issues with this particular part. Just having confidence in myself as far as meeting new people or just placing myself in conversation and looking at myself as someone valid, as someone who has something important to say. I still struggle with that.
Okay. Now, is it the whole conversation, or is there the initial fear of even just speaking to someone that you recognize?
Well, speaking to someone I recognize and then also being able to talk to that person and then I guess having confidence that what I'm saying is relevant to them.
Okay. Again, that's a natural fear, especially for a lot of individuals who pretty much take to themselves for the most part, and really there's nothing wrong with that at all. When you find yourself in those situations, what kind of environment are you in when you are doubting your confidence in what you're saying? Are you in a professional environment? Are you in a spiritual environment? Are you in a family environment? What type of environment do you feel is more strongly impeded by that?
I usually see those in like professional environments or just, you know, regular relaxed social environments.
Okay. Well, oftentimes if you're having that struggle, you don't have to do a lot of talking. The key thing is to let people know that you see them, and then they will reciprocate that same thing that they see you. The thing is, we all want to be noticed. And so a simple mm-hmm. hello, and you can just leave it at that. You don't have to push the conversation past your comfort zone, because it would actually cause you to be more uncomfortable forcing a conversation than rather it come mm-hmm. naturally. Just mm-hmm. go with the mindset of just saying, how are you doing? They'll say, I'm fine. How are you? You'll say, well, I'm fine. And sometimes you can just walk away with that. And you've initiated the recognition of someone, and they have also done the same to you. Maybe the next time you run into them, you say, well, hey, how are you doing? I remember I saw you last week. Now you said just a little bit more than you said the first time. Now you've mm-hmm. extended into that you remember seeing them from the last week. And they will respond with that. And gradually, your dialogue increases. But just initially engaging in something that is new and uncomfortable, you don't have to go into it full throttle. You don't have to go in and see if you can do a full conversation right off the bat. Start with a few words. The next time you see the person, say a few more words, and then it becomes more comfortable. I was a very isolated child. I kind of was to myself, just kind of a nerd, just wanted to play ball and do homework. And that was all I did. And I was very apprehensive of people. I didn't want to go say hello. You know, my parents would take me to games and they'd say, well, don't you want so-and-so's autograph? And I'm thinking, not if that requires me to go over there and ask. And and mm-hmm. I had to overcome that fear, because they began to put me in situations and make me say just the first words, hello. And that's what they did mm-hmm. for me, just the first word. So I would just challenge you, don't focus on the whole thing. Just focus on the first word.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So, Carl, you think you'll be able to just say hello to someone that you come in contact with?
I couldn't hear you. What did you say?
Do you think you'll be able to just say hello to someone you come in contact with, just the first word, just hello?
Yes, I believe that would be easy, because I know I'm just saying one word, hello. I guess, you know, after I say that, I guess the part that's troubling is, if I were to say it again, what would they say? What would be their action? Because that fear of rejection is there.
Yeah.
You know, you want to open yourself to someone, and, you know, you hope that they return the favor to you the next time you see them.
That is one of the biggest fears, a fear of rejection. And we talked about fear earlier and how it has no place in a Christian's life, because fear is not of God. But one thing one of my professors used to tell us to do was to look in the mirror and say, I am a worthwhile individual. I deserve love. I give love. I am love. So just repeating that over and over. Right, Tamara, and maybe some self-affirmation with yourself.
Yes.
Some affirmation. Because that is a very big fear that a lot of people have. And a way to conquer that fear is by affirming who you are and your sense of self. And a good way to do that is just by repeating in the mirror, I am a worthwhile individual. I deserve love. I give love. I am love. And just repeat that over and over. Over and over and to yourself, and you'll start to believe it. Do you think that'll work, Tamara? You think that's good?
I agree. The confidence comes from within. Others cannot validate our feelings. We have to do that for ourselves. And it does begin by lifting ourselves up and letting and believing that we are worthwhile individuals because we are God, we are children of God.
Because you are a caller, you are definitely a worthwhile individual, and you deserve love, and it's, and people deserve your love. So get out there and start mingling. Somebody deserves to a lot of people deserve to know you. So thank you so much for calling in. Do you have any more questions for Tamara?
That was all. But I just wanted to say once again, wonderful show. Tamara, I wish you all the success in your book. You have a wonderful things to say in there that I know that will empower people. So much success to you in your book.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And speaking of her book, yes, and thank you, caller. Thank you so much for sharing with us this evening. Thank you.
Thank you, Miranda. You have a wonderful day.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Speaking of Tamara's book, which is Season of Preparation, she has a book signing scheduled for July 30th, 2011. It's going to be in Longview, Texas at the Holiday Inn Express at 300 Tuttle Circle. That's T-U-T-T-L-E Circle. And that's in Longview, right, Tamara?
Yes, that is. It's actually my hometown, and it's a way for me to bring back something to the community that gave so much to me.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Wonderful. That's wonderful of you to want to give back. So definitely you starting there will be a blessed event. I'm sure everybody loves a hometown girl. So I know they'll be out there to support you. We're going to go to break. We're going to take a short break. And thank you so much, listeners. Thank you for listening. And remember to live, laugh, and love. Hello, and thank you for tuning in to your Hour of Power. I'm your host, Miranda Campbell, and here our goal is to empower, educate, and entertain. We focus on your development as a fully functioning and whole individual. We want to make sure that you prosper mentally, physically, and spiritually. Tonight we have as a guest with us Tamara Taylor. She's a motivational speaker, an author, and a life coach, and a formerly reclusive individual. We just found out that she's a now. She's such a great speaker. She's such a motivational gal. We can't even believe that she used to be a little hermit. So that just goes to show that if she can do it, you guys can do it. And God sent her through that trial so that she could pull you through. She went through that in her life so that she can be a blessing and a tool to help other individuals come out of their shell, right?
Yes, yes. And that has a lot to do with some of the seasons. They're not for you. They're for someone else.
Oh, yes. Oh, indeed. I have another scripture here. Just speaking to loneliness, because we know that's a very, very serious topic that a lot of people deal with, just a feeling of loneliness and depression. So I want to share with you Psalms 46 and 1. It says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Psalm 46 and 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. Tamara, how does that speak to you?
Well, I think our normal human instinct is to try to fend for ourselves and use our own strength. The strongest will survive is our mentality. And we often turn to our own strength to get us through situations. But we do come across those times where our strength is not enough. And that is orchestrated so that God can show his power, so that he can honor his word that he wrote down, that you have to turn to him, and he will be the strength. And oftentimes you'll see someone who looks meek and weak, and they seem to be persevering through the absolute worst. And the big, strong person seems to be struggling through the same situation. It's because they have confused the identity of where strength comes from. One knows where it comes from, and the other thinks it comes from within himself. And when we try to dig out of ourselves what was not intended for us to dig for, we just strain and strain and strain with it. Till finally we have to say, you know what, I cannot do this.
Wow.
And we have to give it to him.
Wow. You know, that is so powerful. I've dealt with that in my life so many times because I'm a doer, and a lot of people out there are doers. So we try to do all that we can, and then we realize that we have to humble ourselves and ask for help, and that can be another way of reaching out, asking for help. If it's something that you can't get done on your own, listeners, please ask for help. Let someone know what you're going through. And you don't even have to ask for help. Just let somebody know what your problem is. Casually talk about it, and they may have a solution. Am I right, Tamara?
Absolutely. Opening up to people, you know, no one knows what to do for you or how to help if they have no idea what it is you need.
Right, right. So that's another way to combat loneliness, by talking to someone about what's going on in your life. Because that may be the very person who is your lifeline, who may save you from whatever the problem is. We have another caller on the line, and we're going to go ahead and take that call. Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air.
Yes, Taylor. Yeah, I'm just curious, how old are you?
I am 26.
I am very impressed. I was listening to your message, and you were talking about your cousin. The knowledge that you have is just phenomenal. And I think as a parent, we're sending our children off to school, to college, and they're going to get stuck. They're going to have problems that they're going to run into. And I think your book is going to be something that each child is going to need somewhere down the line. And I just want to encourage you to keep up the good work, get that message out there, and help our young people. I'm very impressed of you and the knowledge that you have.
Thank you. And thank you. I really appreciate that.
Oh, wow.
And good luck with your book.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, caller, for calling in. Thank you. That was definitely wonderful. The caller made a great point that college students going to college, that this would be a great book for them. I didn't even think about that, but that she was definitely right. Because going
transition.
Off the... Yeah, transition. Right. That's definitely a time where one can experience loneliness, and they definitely need to learn how to reach out to others and how to network. So that is a great point.
Well, I agree. You know, again, when we go from, you know, high school to college to what we call the real world of working, we go through transitions. Then we get married. That's another transition. Then you have children. That's another transition. And then you get to relive transitions as your children go through those stages as well.
Right, right, definitely. Well, we also want to talk about, once again, we want to let everybody know that on July 30th, Tamar will be having a book signing in Longview, Texas. If you happen to be in the Lone Star State, go ahead and check her out. She'll be at the Holiday Inn Express. And you can also go to her website, www.impact-change.com, and partake in some of her services. Some of the things that she has to offer as far as life coaching goes. I have another scripture here that we can share with individuals. It says, Isaiah 41:10, "Don't you be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. Yes, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness." Wow. Needed that one for myself.
It speaks directly to loneliness as well. You know, a lot of times when we're lonely, God has done that so that we will draw near to Him.
Mm-hmm.
And that is one of the biggest purposes of that season. It's not, you know, that's the main thing, is to get a closer walk with Jesus.
Yes, and that's a good point that you made, that loneliness can sometimes be on purpose to draw us nearer to Him, to our Creator, to draw us closer, because we have so many things that tear us and distract us from our relationship with God. And let's talk about loneliness in marriages. I mean, loneliness is just, it's not just for single folk. It's not just for people... And we're coming up on a big holiday tomorrow, right?
Ah, yes, I forgot all about that.
Yeah, we're coming up on a big holiday. God is so good. I just honor Him, because so many people need this, because not everybody has a companion. Glory to God. And people need to know how to combat loneliness, especially on a day like tomorrow, where it's going to be pounded in your face all day about relationships. So wow, to anybody who's going through that or going through a situation of loneliness, be not dismayed. Be not afraid. For God says that He does go with you, and He will never leave you nor forsake you. Wow.
Yes,
I have another caller from Houston, Texas. We're going to go ahead and call. Caller, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, how are you this evening?
Just fine.
Oh,
hi.
Great. Do you have a question, caller, or a comment for Tamara or myself?
Yes, actually I do. She talked about loneliness and how, I guess, transition brings on loneliness. And I guess my question is, it's like, well, I'm in the education field, so I guess my main question is, transition brings on loneliness, and, you know, right now there's a lot of layoffs during the in the teaching field.
Yeah.
And okay. I know that my calling is in education, but my main question is, how do you know what your true calling is in education? Because, I mean, I was a laid-off, displaced teacher, so I'm just, you know, I'm in a large transition right now trying to figure out exactly what my niche is in education.
The first thing I would say is you saying that you know that your calling is education, and you know the desires of your heart. You know your talents, your skills, and your spiritual gifts. But a lot of times what we have tailored for ourselves, God has a different twist to it. Education very well may be your calling, but it may not be directly in education. Have you ever thought about that?
Oh, yes. I think about that almost every day. Exactly what part of education he would allow me or, you know, he actually has for me. I mean, my passion is in education. It's working with young people, especially underprivileged, low-income kids. But I don't know exactly what my niche is, but I think about that every day, exactly what part of education would he, you know, use me for or use me in.
I was going to say, in seeking God for that clarity, he could have removed you from it to increase your desire for it. And he could be getting ready to replace you right back in there. But what you didn't see, he may have seen down the road, a burnout. So he removed you to refuel you and getting ready to put you back.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a very, that could be a possibility of why he has you assessing, because this is a time of assessing yourself. And it sounds like you are doing that. You are seeking him. You are identifying where your passion is, where your heart is, where your calling is. You have identified those things, and those things are to give back to those in need. And those things is what his kingdom is about, reaching out to the people, and you're ready to do that. I encourage you to keep praying, praying about that, and continue to mold and develop skills. Continue to seek out opportunities, whether it be directly in a classroom or indirectly affiliated, because, you know, maybe a teaching a Bible study, you know, I'm not saying that that is your calling, but just throwing out ideas that teaching comes in a wide variety, and your variety may be in a different light than what you're seeing now. Or like I said, he could have pulled you out, getting ready to put you back in to refuel you.
Exactly. And if you don't mind, Tamara, if I could add, definitely that refueling and that energizing that God may be taking you through, and also, if I can ask you to find out, you have a gift, you have something that comes to you naturally, that may be what God wants you to teach. It's something that you do better than most, and something that people compliment you on, and it just comes naturally to you. And maybe that joy and that fulfillment can come from teaching that thing or whatever that is that you do. If you could research your personality, maybe go online and take a personality test, or a personality assessment, and it'll probably give you more focus as to what area you can go in. Tamara, do you think that'll be good for him to do?
I think that's a great thing to do. We have to assess ourselves inside first before we can reach out to others. And by identifying our own personalities, help us to better connect to other personalities when we know what kind we have.
Right. Well, caller, we thank you so much for listening.
And we pray that thank you.
thank you. Thank you for the information. Now, exactly where would I, I'm just curious about, you saying go online for those assessments.
Mm-hmm.
You have some websites right offhand?
Sure. I mean, what I would do is I would go to Google. I pull up Google, and I can do it right now. Pull up Google and just type in personality assessment.
Okay.
And some free assessments will just automatically come up. And you can click on whichever one is free. Like here, I just got one, www.personalitytype.com/career. So what it'll do is it'll tell you about your personal strengths and weaknesses and just based on your personality, a good area for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
And also there's a thing called a will of life. And when you do a will of life, you can identify the areas where you're very high in. Those are also identifiers as well.
A will of life?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just Googled a will of life. Is that what the assessment's called?
Yes, there are different kinds. Some of them are spiritual, some of them are generic.
Okay. All right, caller, do you have any more questions or comments?
No, this
and
has
he
been
can
very
email
valuable.
And I can give one to him.
Caller, you there?
Yes.
Okay. Well, she's going to give you her email, and you can definitely contact her by email if you need further assistance on your journey. And we pray that God blesses you on this journey of transition that he has you on. Definitely remain encouraged and be blessed.
Okay. Thank you. You do as you do. Be blessed as well.
Thank you so much.
Caller?
Yes.
I'm going to give you my email address.
Okay.
It is info@impact-change.com. And if
okay.
you shoot me an email, what I can do is I can get you a copy of A Will of Life and just forward it on to you.
Okay. Sounds good.
All righty. Well, if you have any more questions or comments for Tamara, please feel free. And we're going to go ahead and take a break now. We're going to take a quick break, listeners. Once again, thank you for listening. We do appreciate your calls. We do appreciate the time you spend with us. We don't take it for granted. And feel free to call in at 1-888-815-9756. And remember to live, laugh, and love. We'll be right back. Hello, listeners. Thank you so much for going on this ride with me this evening. It's been a pleasure, indeed. Thank you for listening, and I do hope that you've been blessed by what you've heard this evening. I do hope that we have empowered you, educated you, and possibly entertained you this evening. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned. Join us next week on Your Hour of Power. I'm your host, Miranda Campbell. And remember to live, laugh, and love. Good night.